Hello and welcome to Gaming for Australia. I'm the Fizz.
And I'm Undead, and today we're doing our second podcast. The first time that we're ever playing, Donk. Oopsies.
So anyway, we just heard the amount of clip that we just had, and today we'll be talking about a few things that we think might be interesting for you guys.
Yes. Hopefully. We're kind of prepared for this.
Sort of. Okay, do you want me to start up with my content?
Yes, just go for
it. Okay. What I'll be doing for Gaming for Australia is that, like, I have recently got 60 Seconds, which is a YouTube, which is a game about basically surviving an atomic apocalypse of anything. So I'm going to try to play that, maybe do some gameplay of that, and besides that, nothing really much. But I am going to see what I can do there. So, what about you?
Just trying to pull up the document at the moment.
Mr. Script Freak here.
Me scripting? No. That's not me. Not at all.
Sure, then you sound like a robot.
We should have had this prepared before we started. How are you liking the music in the background, too?
It's pretty loud for us, but it won't be loud for you guys. So, yeah.
I would be talking about the Xbox One virtual reality headset. It's technically like the Oculus Rift that you can get.
We know that Real Shrever wanted to definitely do that. However,
he's not here lately,
so we'll do it for him, I guess.
Yes. So, the virtual reality actual headset thing, it actually looks quite cool. We'll be posting a picture up on our Twitter and whatnot, so you can have a look at that.
Project Morpheus.
Yes, Project Morpheus.
Out of everything, they had to do it off freaking Matrix.
It's out of Matrix?
Morpheus. You know, the guy...
Yeah.
They probably didn't think about that, but it's probably the... Probably the origin of the name, Project Morpheus.
Well, not just the Xbox One's doing it, PlayStation's doing it as well. Sony Morpheus, it's called.
Plus, PC has already got its own Oculus Rift.
Yes.
So it's already set up for the PC gamers out there, so they can be first at basically everything.
That's why I like PC so much.
Yeah, but I like a... Personally, I like a controller, but I'll go with a PC if I got a mouse.
Yeah, you'll always have to play with a mouse. You can't use a laptop and use its trackpad for gaming. That's
because
just impossible.
It's terrible.
It could be terrible, yes, but it is also impossible.
Yeah, it breaks your ability to do everything in the game that you can possibly do in the game. So it ruins it. However, let's get back to the topic at hand.
Yes, I think the biggest advantage of Sony Morpheus has that it's technically just a plug and play. If you've got a PS4, which is one of the fastest selling consoles ever, as like if you read anywhere online, it'll say that. But just lots of people have it.
Yeah.
Like, would you upgrade from your PS3 to a PS4 if you had the money?
Me? Well, I would, but the problem is money and the fact that it just came out just as... It basically came out like... It came out right after PS3, so it really ruined it because I went to PS3 straight away. And then I got... And then the PS4 turned up. So I have to really wait.
Until it comes down in price or something?
Until it comes down in price... And it gets a few more games.
Well, it did come out in 2013.
And when did the PS3 come out?
2006. So, a few years apart.
Yeah, but what about PS3 to PS2?
Hmm. 2000, so that's... From the PS2 to the PS3, it's only 6 years. And from the 3 to the 4 would be 7 years.
However, PS3 has less games than the PS2 ever did. That makes me say a lot of things. Personally, I'd prefer it if the console that was scoping had like over maybe a few thousand games before it switches to a next console. PS2 definitely outspoke itself. PS3, it got overdone by the PS4. So now the PS4, because I think Xbox was evolving itself. And I think just the fact that Xbox tried to outdo itself by adding another console.
Well, between the PS2, Xbox only came in at 2001, and the PS1 was like out way before then, but the PS2 came in 2000.
However, there's always been that debate that PS2s and Xbox have always been rivals and always been fighting. To tell true, I'm not going to say that they aren't rivalries, but not in the sense that, you know, one's better than the other. They're basically the same console with different... cons and pros.
Yeah, that's kind of true.
And I'm not going to go into that detail because I played Xbox and I played PS3. I played the Xbox 360 and the PS3 at the exact same time, and I thought they were pretty good. You know, they were both basically at same level. So, yeah.
Did you know we got it on the 29th of November? Alongside of Europe as well, the PS4?
Yeah.
Well, that's what we're reading right here.
We're doing a little bit of research on it talking about it. But, personally, I thought... I don't really care about the year gap. I more likely care about the actual games that are with that system. The count on games... Because I can't even count 1,000 games that I know of from the PS3. Because personally, I thought Dead Rising would have definitely made a really great, would have been really good if Dead Rising 3 came out on the PS3. Because personally, I thought that should have been there. However, with the new touchpad, they added more things to do, but that's nothing that could have been accomplished by a PS3 controller. If anything, the D-pad's a little bit of a liability. Sorry to say that to the PS fans, but it still slightly is.
It's kind of true, actually.
Because when I hold a controller, I don't want to see a D-pad in the middle of my controller. I want to see the start, the select, and that's about it.
Oh, yeah. Kind of true. So.
I mean, I think Xbox did it as well, so it's either a hefty blow to some games and a bonus to other games, I guess. If you could say something.
Yeah.
However, why would you have that and not have a Kinect with it? You know, the thing that came out, and then, like, no one talks about it anymore.
The Xbox Kinect is, like, really old.
Yeah, but they could have updated it or made it more cheaper. Or maybe even put a bundle with it. Maybe even had the choice with the D-pad.
Hmm. But you got to remember, when they're actually making these things, they don't think ahead. They just make it and go, okay, this might do.
That's why I'm having a problem with the consoles lately. That's why I want to keep my PS3 at the moment. However, I'm going to wait until PS4 gets their act together. Because the fact is, it's too expensive. And there is bound to be many bugs with the stuff that they got. I mean, they've had the Kinect out for, I don't know.
Since 2010.
Since 2010, and yet they haven't perfected it.
No, it's all right. Like, it's
usable,
but they
need to
work
on it. They need to,
put more work into it.
They need to put more work into it, and they really got to stop trying to get... I'm sorry to say, but this is going to be basically to all people who basically improve upon everything as soon as it comes out. Basically, improving that which you already have sometimes doesn't work properly. I mean, you've heard about the bendable phones, yeah?
Yeah.
This shows that our technology, our consumption for new technology, is pushing past the limitations of their creators. So, T's don't get crossed, I's don't get dotted, and, you know, there's a problem with that. With everything.
Like, one of the major things that why people don't use the Kinect anymore is the friggin' price. Like, I'm looking right here on the Xbox website, and it says they want $150 for the Xbox One.
When you could easily... What's the eBay... What's the cheapest eBay?
eBay?
Yeah, let's have a look at the cheapest eBay cost for a Kinect. That works. Hopefully.
Well, most things sold on eBay work. You just gotta make sure you find the right one.
Yeah.
So, if you don't know what this podcast is about, it's just technically a podcast
about... It's about us talking about things that we can... See, now we found one that's about $40.
That's for the Xbox 360.
Yes, but that is a Kinect still.
The Xbox One, they want $130, so that's $20 cheaper than what the Xbox website wants.
Yeah, but you got to remember, the website is trying to make its own money so that it can improve upon its own design.
Oh, here's hopefully one for $100, $50 cheaper.
You see, the cheaper you can get it is a better choice, however, it doesn't say that it's reliable. So $150, that will be probably a brand spanking new Kinect in its own right.
Well, we could move on to another topic, because I would like to actually talk about why people want to use, like, PlayStation. Why do you want to use the PlayStation Network?
Personally, I'm actually... I'm sorry to say this, but I play as my own individual.
Not online, as, like, using the actual device itself, like using your PS3. Why did you choose to go out and buy a PS3 and use it?
Actually, my dad was the one who chose to buy the PS3.
But it was your choice to play it. Why was that choice?
Because I don't have a PS... Because I don't have an Xbox over at my dad's. Dad's a PlayStation head.
So he's probably He's probably one of the blokes that used to play all the Nintendos back then, like the 64s and...
Yes, in fact he had a huge supply until Mum basically sold it on him.
Oh, that's a disappointment.
Yeah, true. He had also got the PlayStation 1 with a shitload of games with it as well.
I still got my PlayStation 1, actually.
Dad has a PlayStation 1 as well, but he doesn't have as many games as he used to. And, in fact, I think my 7th birthday, I got a PlayStation 2 for my birthday.
Huh.
And guess what game I got?
There's, like, a million games that you could have got.
Give up?
I don't know. Crash Bandicoot?
That was one of them. Yes.
Oh my god.
That was actually one of them. But my favorite one, out of them all, and the guys who judge the freaking games is not going to like this, Grand Theft Auto.
You got Grand Theft Auto?
When I was 7 and I'd play it.
Wow.
I love Grand Theft Auto. Grand Theft Auto is a great game. And I'm not violent. I know where real life starts and games end. And some people can't do comprehend. Especially the media. Can't comprehend that there is a defined line between reality and video games.
Oh yeah.
However, the reason why the games, why people think that games are influencing us as people, in because they don't know. And the fear of not knowing is a great, it is one of the worst fears known to man. The fear of not knowing.
Not knowing what?
Not knowing what this, what technology does to people.
Okay.
Or how it helps them rather than hinders them. Because I play Grand Theft Auto doesn't mean I'm going to go pull out a gun and run around shooting people. Or driving a car and running people over.
It or doesn't even mean stealing the car in the first place.
Or doing anything in that. If anything, it's a way of, because our world around us is very frustrating and we need to find a way of releasing it. And the easiest way, and most people turn to, is video games. Because it hurts no one. So, yeah.
That is kind of true. It doesn't hurt anyone.
Not when you play it correctly.
Meaning?
You have to play it to a certain limit. There is a boundary, and if you play too much, and you, there's like immersion of between the game world and the real world, you cross that line, there's no hope, really. So some people may have a think Grand Theft Auto is real life. However, people have to learn to stop playing games at a certain point. That's why they usually leave a limit of time on the game for you to take a break for your mind.
Is that why, like, our parents are always telling us, okay, you're allowed on for a couple of hours and then you can go on later or something? Is that what you mean?
Not exactly, but they're trying to get us to interact with the outside world, which is one thing that keeps the game world from joining to your world, or the real world. So, yeah. Anything you want to talk about on that subject?
Not really, but I do want to go back to why people choose to like use PlayStation or an Xbox or the actual Wii itself. Like, why people want to get the PlayStation, well, especially the new one, the PlayStation 4, is because apparently they're better resolution, their resolution. Yeah, spit it out. They now come with Blu-ray players, so you can go out and watch Blu-ray movies through your
PlayStation. Yeah, but you got a PS3. PlayStation 3 actually has that already built into it.
Yes, so, but PlayStation 4 also has it too. The way that the game library is set up is why they would want to get the PlayStation 4.
Personally, I don't really care about that. I just want to play the game, that's all. If it plays the game, it's good. Well, if it doesn't, and I have to do all these checks and everything, I'm gonna go, this is so immersive, and not even bother playing games. If it takes a long time to I don't mind configuring. However, if it's too much, that can ruin the moment.
Kind of true. Yes. why people want to play the Xbox or actually even get the Xbox. Well,
the first thing, brand.
The brand. Why?
Okay, I'm only going to say this once, and too many people think that either PlayStation or Xbox. Figure out who's better, Superman or Batman.
They're both equally good, though.
I'm not going to try to go, but I'm only going to say this once. Batman doesn't have superpowers.
Bottle Man.
Yes. That doesn't say anything bad or good about him, but says that he's much more relatable than Superman.
That's kind of true, yeah.
However, he doesn't have any powers, so you can't really... There's no real wow, like laser vision or, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Another thing is the faster processing power. Well, both of them have fast processing power.
At the moment, it's like basically going to a kid. Oh, we got more buttons on the controller. Great. Did you know there was actually a console that had about freaking 10 different buttons?
No.
On the keypad. It didn't sell for junk because it...
Too complicated?
It was just not usable.
Hmm.
Saying that something, you got more of something, or a faster or something, just says, it's just another childish statement.
Another thing why you would want the Xbox is the exclusive games or the content that they give you.
Oh my god. I haven't said this on air, but I definitely go on with this rant. Exclusive games? Really? For the love of god!
Because
why would you have... Exclusive games ruin the whole idea of... competition, because that person only has that.
Yeah,
it's sort of like that kid who had that pudding and he wouldn't share at all.
He only just had it, yeah.
He had it just to tease you and to enjoy himself. It ruins the moment. And that person, he was never a friend to anyone. He ended up turning out to be just a jerk of the group.
But it is also a good thing for exclusive games and contents. Like, what it may mean is exclusive games meaning only select people get to play the games. That... Like, for example, when Battlefield Hardline's beta came out, right, even though the game's fully out now, when they closed the beta, there were still people that got exclusive access to continue playing it. So that's what it might mean by exclusive games or exclusive content.
Now, I'm going to cut you down your finger. Selected few. That ruins everything, because then only people get to have more. you, and you're sweating.
That's true. It's kind of a workout kind of thing.
That's what makes Wii its own individual game system. I'm actually happy that there is no rivalry between the Wii and something else. There was, like, something that was something else that was there, but it didn't work out.
Okay, I'm going to rephrase that little sentence then. Better for everyone.
It has to.
Another thing about it is the value of it as well.
Thank God. A console that we could probably buy in the next few years if we're not totally obsessed with.
Because of the value and price of it, we could easily just get it. And now with Rules Forever getting the, Elgato, the Elgato capture software kind of thing, we could just plug it into HDMI and whatnot and go through and, you know, record these games for you. Yeah. Which, if you've had a look over at his channel, he's been doing GTA 5 and Mortal Kombat and all them awesome games.
Which I actually do want to play later down the line. However, I got to go on the fifth rated content, yeah. Which is the fourth rated content on the freaking Xbox, which is, again,
exclusive games and content.
Please break the line between consoles. I have ranted enough about this. But I want to rant a little bit more.
Well, if you actually notice here, PlayStation 4, or any PlayStation, given that factor, that they don't give out exclusive content
anymore. Which is great, because, well,
technically they do, because they got the PlayStation Plus kind of network thing. Like, yeah. You can get, it probably reduces, store purchases by a few percentage or something.
But
which
at
is
least,
really good.
But at least it's not the top five.
Yes, which that's is, true. That's probably which further is a, down
which
the
is,
list. But we're just doing top five.
We're just doing top five information because that was what we found. But if you haven't noticed, there is... The music is going down. The top five...
The music's still
shows fine. What is going to be very, very, very interested in this. And however, PlayStation doesn't have that exclusive content in the top five. That means it's got maybe a grasp more to give than, you know. Mm. And I looked and I saw that E3. I wasn't at the E3, but I watched that YouTube.
The live broadcast?
The YouTube E3 on Fallout 4.
Mm.
Yes, Fallout 4 is definitely a game coming out.
I now, can't wait for Fallout.
Now, I'm only going to say this once. It's like Skyrim with guns. And I am dead.
Why would they ruin Skyrim?
No, listen. It's Skyrim with guns. Guns! Not mods. Not modded guns. Well, actually, in the fourth one, they give you a lot of freaking mods in the guns. But guns are part of the script. Now, that says, basically to me, we made Skyrim slightly better and out of the medieval series and more into the now times.
Hmm.
Yes, there might be laser guns and freaking plasma guns and plasma grenades and, you know, whatever. But most guns are, in essence, real guns.
Hmm. Right. Shed some light on here. Now, when the Nintendo, one of the actual pointers here, the top five things about Nintendo, what does it mean by backwards compatibility?
It means basically the person playing on the Wii and a person playing on the Wii U can, like, play cooperatively or something. I don't know.
Hmm.
Oh, I think I might know. It might actually allow you to actually play Wii games on it.
Maybe.
Because what I'm going to say might not be totally true, which is very, very...
Sorry. silence.
Should have just clicked on the thing that I just pointed at.
Okay, we're just researching here. The option to change disc in games allows
you to play games from previous consoles. So yes. Basically, they did say PlayStation 3 was PlayStation 2 and PlayStation 1. Guess what? I tried to play PlayStation 2 on my PlayStation 3. Did not work.
Really?
Yes, it did not freaking work.
I know you can play PlayStation 1 games on your PlayStation 2.
Yes, you can definitely do that.
Because the actual PS1 and the PS2 titles are kind of in line with its database versions, if you kind of understand that.
It's just codes.
Yeah, it's kind of something they got embedded into the disc and in the game codes and whatnot. Yeah. But
It basically says, I'm a PlayStation, I play on PlayStation. Or I'm an Xbox and I play on Xbox. Which, you know.
It also says here the Xbox 360 is backwards compatible with some Xbox games, but you have to have the software emulator.
Which is more money, obviously.
Probably.
However, you're going to check it because you have to.
Yes, I'm going to just research this. What are we looking for here? Xbox emulator. Xbox software emulator. Let's have a look at this, shall we?
The Xbox 360 emulator game runs on. Let's see.
Xena emulator. Is that what it is?
It looks like an Xbox 360 console.
Okay.
We're also learning a few things here.
If we are during this podcast.
We're during this podcast, we didn't really have much in the way of content, but we're trying to expand upon what we can by researching while we're doing this, and it shows that we're not scripting at all. Because we're searching up the stuff while we're talking.
Yes. Which is really, really helpful. Because we get to learn and you get to learn and, you know.
Basically, we all get to learn, which is always good. Because learning means you're growing. Knowing is growing.
I'm reading here. Microsoft's biggest surprise at E3 today was backwards compatibility for some Xbox 360 games running on the Xbox One. So now you can.
So it's pre-built into it. Nice.
It's pre-built in. The software company is planning to offer more than 100 titles at launch later this year. Well. Let's see when this post was up.
That's not many games when you compare it to how many games.
Yeah, this year, 2015, this post was posted. So later this year, they might be launching over 100 titles.
Who knows?
To offer more than 100 titles, sorry. So
more than 100 titles 1 year.
Please,
game consoles
later
don't
this
do that.
Year.
Please, that's just basically a bribe.
Yeah, another thing for exclusive content, right? Xbox One preview members can test a section today. So, wow. They have, Microsoft themselves has built in a full Xbox 360 emulator for its Xbox One console. Xbox One, now this is in quotation mark, Xbox One backwards compatibility, yes, that word, is an Xbox 360 emulator that runs on Xbox One, and it is used to play Xbox 360 games. That's what a Microsoft spokesperson in a statement.
So in other words, there must be two emulators in the console itself, so you should be able to play pretty much every Xbox 360 game.
Well, they said
besides the fact of achievements, you probably won't get your achievements.
You never know. Actually, most of your achievements get carried over through the synced data over on the cloud through your Xboxes,
which you need internet for, which I don't have.
Yeah, that's what I explained to you. Like, because you got your PS3 and you got all your trophies, if you connect it to the internet, it will sync to the cloud, like through your PlayStation account, which probably you don't have.
I don't have one.
Okay. But if you would go and create one and, you know, put all your trophies up to the cloud and then go out and buy a PS4, then...
It would be sitting there.
But, I've also been reading online that, you need to have your PS4 connected to the internet. Like, it can't... Or it can be disconnected, but not for long periods of time.
Which is never going
to
work for me.
Because it needs to sync.
Which is never going to work for me, because, I have to, like, shut down my computer, like, for 2 days. Because I'm not there for, like, 2 days. Because... And usually, and it's more likely that I actually leave for a week, and it's not played that week, because I have,
well, that's fine, as long as you, like, start it back up and sync it as soon as you get back or something.
Yeah, but it can't be off for too long, and I'm saying a week is pretty much a long time when it comes to, you know, computers, or consoles, or whatever.
Wow.
Because when you talk about the internet and you talk about computers, it's much more faster. Its existence in its own sort of way is much more faster than real life. I think Futurama went into that very well. It was, I believe, the one where they brought in a whole bunch of, like, water purifying, like, microbes, and they, like, grew, and they turned, and it was, like, prehistoric. Then like, the robots went in the prehistoric age. And then, like, one night later, it's, like, normal times, you know, with lawyers and everything. And then it was, like, and then the next night, it was basically, like, super intelligent beings. Like, world creators, in other words. So, yeah.
Well, now.
It's very, very complicated. And it's a really good episode if you try. But that's... Because, if you haven't noticed, it writes all that information in, like, how many seconds? Like, points of seconds.
Yeah.
Just one page is a point of seconds. You can write it how fast you want, but when you pop it up, it's... It's like, click... All that information is there, waiting for you.
Kind of interesting, actually.
Yes.
Okay, next topic.
Yes, we are thinking too much into this technology stuff.
Yes.
Well, actually, I've opened Lachlan's eyes a little bit more to technology.
Back to your, actually, 60 seconds thing, this game. What's it actually about? I've never heard of it before.
Okay, what 60 seconds is basically like a, it's basically, you know how the Americans were going to get nuked? Or they thought they were going to get nuked by, click on YouTube and then write up 60 seconds.
Oh, we just go to Steam itself. Yeah. It is on Steam.
It is on Steam, and we didn't get off. We went a little bit around it. So basically, it's a dark comedy about an atomic adventure of scavenging and survival. However, you mostly stay in a bunker for the entire duration. And it's basically the American abbreviation of, like, stretching out your supplies, you have random things occur during the day. If you don't have this item, you can't choose that option. So yeah, it's a really good game. It's really, really complicated to talk about without me personally playing it,
which we will be
which will be very soon. However,
will you be recording it? I'm, like...
Yeah, it's really good.
Like, I'm quite surprised that it's handled almost an hour. We've been broadcasting for almost 80 minutes.
No,
40 minutes.
No, 45. Almost.
Almost 45 minutes.
Not right. Yeah. 43 minutes take away about 30 seconds.
Yeah, roughly.
Roughly.
So,
it's a very, very close.
Three minutes and 30 seconds we've been broadcasting for. I just went onto the website and had a look. See?
Yeah.
I cheated. How dare I? But, 60 seconds looks really good.
Yeah, I was actually going to go, like... If you want, we can do it in turns or something, when we're, like, both here or something. Like,
I could easily just go and buy it on Steam and play it at home.
No, it's like a co-op thing. It's like two people have the choice. Or we have, like, all everyone, and it's like each one has their own different character to play as. How we all play on the one game. So it's, like, different opinions from different people.
Awesome. Could be would be something to looking forward to.
Yeah, that would be interesting, but you know, it's a guess, I guess.
Yeah.
But hey, we can dream.
We can, can't we?
Yeah. Anyway. We're heading up to the 45 mark.
We are at the 45 mark.
Wait. Now.
Oh.
So, anything else we need to talk about?
I don't know. We could just ramble on for another 15 minutes.
We should actually go top 10 console things. Because that would give us enough because we know about the top 5.
So,
latest consoles.
The latest song. Songs. Game.
Yes. Latest games on console.
Latest games. Let's have a look here. Arkham Knight. The new Batman game.
Oh, yeah. I only played.
That's across all platforms.
I only played this. Played Batman once. I'm sorry to say, but if I wanted to truly have a superhero game, I would like to have actual powers. Sorry for the Batman followers. I'm not criticizing Batman's ability. He's definitely a strategic and ruthless. What is it? He's not technically a hero, he's a, what do you call it? It's when some... Oh, nice one! Nice one! Thank you for... no, I mean, like, It's all like the Watchdog.
Oh, yeah, he... He's a terrorist, but he's also a savior and whatnot.
No. What does he put him?
Guardian angel?
No. The first thing that when he rings up the main guy in the beginning, who turns out to be a chick on the phone to cause a blackout, he's like, you know, but you want to not have this.
That's
image.
Bad boy.
Yeah.
Hmm.
What did he say? You don't want that image. You didn't want that image.
I can't remember. I haven't played it in a little while
now.
Oh,
me neither. Let's forget about it at the moment. Okay. But Lego games are just store rip-offs of the actual game, the actual possible game that could come out of it. And Lego is just a cheap move, really. I mean, yes, you can play it as a small kid, but, you know, Jurassic Park's a pretty old series, and it would have been better to have a 3D game with actual dinosaurs, not Lego ones.
Killing Floor 2.
I've never played Killing Floor.
Neither have I. But I didn't even know there was a second one till now.
Actually, I've been watching a bit of Killing Floor 2. That looks beautiful. I'm sorry to say, but I don't want to play that sort of zombie-killing, demon-killing game, sort of. It's really, really complicated. Know what it means is really, really complicated. But I do want to actually bring up Mortal Kombat X, which has the X-rays, and I've been seeing this freaking gameplay over and over and over again, and I so freaking want it. But of course, it's on PlayStation 4 and Xbox One.
Yeah, only two platforms.
Why?
Here's a game that I want to play, Bloodborne. Unfortunately, it's only on PS4, so.
Yeah.
It looks alright. I hadn't even seen gameplay on it, but just by looking at some short trailers and...
Sometimes you have to see gameplay before you can actually criticise it. And even the criticism of the... that's a word!
It is now.
It is now. It's sometimes incorrect. You have to see the thing to know how it works, and sometimes it's actually playing it yourself. That's why I prefer to play the game myself than actually talking about it. And let's not forget Evolve. Have you videos?
No.
Do you know what Evolve is?
No.
Oh my god, you are in for a treat. How would you like to be the monster of your own horror movie? And can involve three different stages.
Is this like technically like the Alien movie? Or something?
No, it's nowhere near it. You know how you're usually in a when you're playing in a video game, you got a boss creature. It's like a gigantic monster thing. What if you could play as him? And you could play as the main characters as well, who are trying to take out this beast.
Wow.
That is a bar for you.
Well, at least it's a first-person shooter.
It's a first-person shooter. And a third-person shooter when you're playing as the freaking monster.
Huh.
You can see, and when you evolve, you get to see your creature actually evolve in front of your eyes.
Well, at least it's on PC. It's on PC, PlayStation 4, and the Xbox One as of February.
It's out, there's been gameplay, and I freaking want it.
Moving on to something like Evolve then, Dying Light. I finished this game in 17 hours.
I haven't played it yet.
Literally, I stayed up almost all night playing this game.
I'm sorry, but he doesn't go by the rules of gaming, which is basically take a break. He games until the game's ended, which some games I do that.
I did. I took a break. I got off, had dinner, went to the toilet, had my shower, and then played.
But how long were you playing for? Before you did that?
Well, outright, it took me 17 hours, but with break, it was about 20 hours. So almost an entire day it took me.
Yeah, that seems like you broke the rules, but whatever. Trust me, I played freaking Brutal Legend, and I played it for like 2 days. Of course, with breaks of eating and, you know...
Toiletry,
and that's about it. Yeah. I didn't even shower that. And then at the end, I was like, I need a shower.
We've only got roughly 7 minutes left in this broadcast.
Alright, let's do this. So, which kind of game do we want to do? Let's do first-person shooter, because we've been talking a little bit about first-person shooters. And if we got any extra time left over, we'll do RPGs.
Yeah, might as well. So, we're looking at...
Obviously, the first thing...
First top 10 is Battlefield Hardline.
You can talk about that if you wish.
Nah, we'll just go through the list first. Then we got Call of Duty 12. Wait, what the hell is 12?
I didn't even know there were that many Call of Duties.
I think it's the new one, Modern Warfare. Oh no, the new Black Ops. Did you know there's Black Ops 2? Black Ops 3? There's Black Ops 1, 2, and I think they just released, they're planning to do 3 now.
You know, yes!
You know when Black Ops...
Oh, wait, that's going to be freaking PlayStation 4.
Yes! No. So, Call of Duty 12, which...
Which is basically Call of Duty Black Ops 3.
I don't know. Black Ops. Black Ops, Black Ops, Black Ops, Black Ops.
Free!
Black Ops 3 is Call of Duty 12.
I called it!
Okay. Rainbow Six Siege is our next game.
Yep.
What was that? That was... 1, 2, 3, 4. Is Killing Floor 2.
2, which is well-known. Which...
That picture looks brutal.
I was listening to some information about it. It was actually meant to... It wasn't actually a game in itself, the first one. It was actually a mod for a game.
The fifth one in our list has not been announced yet, but will be in 2015, Overwatch.
Which, Sam, from the look of the image, is pretty medieval.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah, which I don't mind, actually. And of course...
The next one, Evolve.
Evolve! Where you get to play as the monster. Well, if you get that choice.
Then we have this weird game, which is another to be announced, Battleborn. So people's looking into that game. And then Super Shooter.
Oh, I've heard of this one. This one, you your movements, you moves the time. So you can literally stop time. And you, like, get a sword and everything, and you can chop bolts in half and stuff.
What's this next one?
It's called, Fortnite.
Fortnite, okay. So that's another to be announced during this year.
How many then have we done?
Verdun. So, Verdun. So, what's that?
That's about 10, I believe. Yeah, that's 10.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7, 8, 9, and 10. So, this was released in February. It was? Yeah, February. So, kind of interesting how all these games have been released. Most of these ones on our list is to be announced during this year. So.
Which is good, because good but bad.
Because, okay.
So.
More actions for me, I guess.
Yeah. So. I hope you really like the broadcast.
And don't forget to go to our website,
gamingforaustralia.esy.es. It's kind of a weird little poster. But this has been Gaming for Australia. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and also leave a comment. And always tune in next time, because we here game for you.